Amazing. Okay, great. Welcome to the fellowship-wide call on celebrating the wealth of DA, how spiritually sustainable earning meetings support recovery in DA. This call is presented by DA's Spiritually Sustainable Earning Caucus. Spiritually Sustainable Earning Caucus mission statement. The Spiritually Sustainable Earning Caucus serves to support the DA Fellowship in gaining clarity around issues of earning in the DA program. Our vision is to broaden the fellowship-wide understanding of how spiritually sustainable earning fits into DA recovery, encouraging a comprehensive and spiritual approach by working the 12 steps and using the tools of Debtors Anonymous. My name is Shayna, and I'm a recovering debtor from South Carolina. Our call today will include three speakers on the topic of celebrating the wealth of DA, how spiritually sustainable earning meetings support recovery in DA. The speaker portion of this call is being recorded, and all speakers consent by their participation to have the recording uploaded to the DA website at www.debtorsanonymous.org/podcast. On this call, in keeping with the traditions, please practice anonymity by using first names only and help us to keep the focus on the 12-step recovery program of Debtors Anonymous by leaving out other affiliations, other philosophies, outside publications, religions, and other 12-step programs. After the speakers, we will stop recording the call for a sharing portion. Anyone wishing to share will have 3 minutes each. This part of the call will not be recorded. Okay, so each speaker will have 15 minutes, and I think everybody's been asked for what they'd like for time. So our first speaker is Marianne, who will share her experience, strength, and hope in regard to spirit-led income generation for 15 minutes. Marianne, welcome to the call.
Yay. Thank you, Shayna. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to put my timer on for 15 minutes. And breathe. Okay, I'm starting my timer now. Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, family. My name is Marianne. I'm a debtor, under-earner, business owner from Massachusetts. And I am so thrilled to be on this call and to have been invited by Shayna to share about spiritually sustainable earning in my life and in my DA recovery. I made notes, and I have a couple of things, and I'll probably just kind of move along with it, see what comes up. So I have here in front of me our definition of spiritually sustainable earning, which says earning that meets our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual needs in alignment with our higher power's will for us. Well, quick little story. I came to DA December 2021. It's April 2025. And I was having a problem with life and money. So at some point within the first 6 months, I found the SSE meeting that it's 9 a.m. on Sundays. And that is now my home group. And the thing that interested me was this name of it, spiritually sustainable earning. I didn't, necessarily relate, I'm a debtor, but I didn't come in with credit card debt. I didn't have the obvious debt, but I didn't, my life was wildly unmanageable. So this meeting that had spirituality in the title drew me in. And all the readings that we do in this, our Sunday morning meeting and all the SSA meetings, they're really special. It's DA, the spiritual principles of DA, like turbo boosted. Because DA is a spiritual program, and so all the things that we talk about in the SSE meetings are DA things, and yet it's just the volume is turned way up, so I can really sit in this idea of how is my earning meeting my emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual needs. And I have to say, I came to 12 steps 25 years ago, so I came into 12 steps. I came into DA with a good 12-step foundation. And for me, it was first things first. I had to stop debting. stop the madness. Start coming to a meeting. Realize I'm powerless over this. I'm powerless over this thinking, this way of under-earning, this way of not being able to take care of myself. You know, that seventh tradition, fully self-supporting. To me today, I am in a partnership. I'm in a family, so I don't 100% fully support myself. But you know, on the spiritual, emotional, mental, physical ways, I'm learning how to support myself. So I had to stop. First things first, stop debting, start writing down my numbers, cut up my credit cards. I got a sponsor from my SSE meeting probably within the first 6 months or 8 months. It took a little while to find a sponsor. And I'm now currently in my fourth step, kind of wrapping it up, hopefully. It's been a long process, but and I'm GSR from my SSC meeting. Okay, so first things first, I admitted powerlessness, got busy doing steps. And then, I'm looking at my notes here, then I had to get quiet. And that's it, get quiet. Spirit, it's a spiritual program. So however spirit, whatever that means to you, if it's God or if it's, I don't know, all the various ways that we have a word for the spirit that in my mind created all these things, us included. I got to get quiet so I can hear this HP speak to me in many various ways, through people, through nature, through, you know, chance, through all these things. But if I am in the chaos of my under-earning and debting, it's very hard for me to get quiet. And listen, also, by the way, this has been like such a slow process for me. So maybe if it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, like I do for today, but it's such a non-linear experience. That's how it's been for me. So I stop debting. I go to meetings, all those sort of basics, and then I have to get quiet and attempt to be present in my life, which, you know, I came to 12 steps 25 years ago, so I was using other things before I started to use the money as a way to avoid life on life's terms, because, you know, there was discomfort, you know, there was stuff that came from my growing up, so all these various ways to distract myself from reality, but also, you know, all of that noise and chaos and fear and resentment also blocks me from my higher power. So by getting quiet and attempting to be present, there's an opportunity for my HP to connect with me. So, you know, that's how I, you know, it's really spiritually sustainable living, dare I say. But that is the DA program. It's not like this is a separate thing. It's like this is the DA program, just really highlighting this aspect, which is the cornerstone aspect. But, so that's a period. So, you know, how is my earning meeting my emotional, mental, and physical and spiritual needs? So, you know, my earning, I think about this in two ways. Like, my earning is just my way that I can, like, on one level, it's like I make money so I can stay alive. I make money so that I can be in this world that is, you know, we live on money. Like, you buy things and you sell things, and that's how this particular world works. So, you know, it's really about, it's like, you know, getting in line with my higher power, and my job is my job. And my job can also be the way that I can share the gifts that are, you know, that I have. I was super focused on a career, and I'll be specific, an acting career. Sometimes people are like, don't be specific, but then they're like, be specific about the number. So I'm going to be specific, like an acting career, and I hustled and I chased and I moved to New York City and I ran and I, you know, I did all the things and I was a maniac. And yes, I believe I have, I'm sorry if there's reverb. Yes, I believe I have, I believe that my abilities, my creative abilities are HP given, but it wasn't sustainable. I was miserable. You know, and that's the spiritual sickness and or, you know, I get outside help too. And it's just been a slow process of recovery. But my point is, like, you know, my work, so I am a creative person, but trying to hustle as an actress, it didn't fulfill me and I couldn't sustain it. So in these last few years, COVID happened. We moved back to Massachusetts, my husband and I got into DA. I do bookkeeping. I have like a bookkeeping thing, job, business that I do. I don't love it, but I am good at it. And so, you know, it's really like, it's, I don't have an answer for like, you know, spiritual sustainable earning in my life. You know, I earn money doing things and I connect with my higher power every day. And I keep asking, okay, God, where do you want me to be? You know, where can I use my gifts? So I actually have gifts at organization and bookkeeping. I'm actually good at it and I get a thrill or I am pleased to deliver things to my clients that are organized. And I did it with ease on my own time in my house. And I'm pleased to, you know, turn that over. I don't want to work with them full time. I don't want to be in anybody's office. But I feel, you know, it supports my life, which allows me to, you know, like I said, work from home and then do program calls in the middle of my day and go for a walk outside, you know, all these things. Yes, 5 minutes. I also have this art business that I continue to do. And that felt wildly unmanageable, even in my DA world. And through PRGs, I learned, can you slow down? Can you slow down? Can you slow down? Can you get some more income? So I picked up this W-2 job. I work at a daycare 2 days a week, and I get to play with five-year-olds. And I have pretty much no responsibilities other than, like, you know, make sure that they stay alive and, you know, are kind to each other. Like, you know, I'm taking care of five-year-olds. But I get to be my full self with them and create, and we draw. And, you know, I'm not making big money. The thing, you know, in my situation, I have a partner, and so I have to make X amount of money, but it's not the entire nut. So each one of us has our own journey and story in DA. And I think, you know, this idea of spiritually sustainable living, finding ways to align with my higher power in all the things I do, and what that does is continue to open doors for me where HP's like, come this way, over here, check this out. You can be yourself over here. And it's, this is new for me. It's like these 12 steps, this fourth step is allowing me to sort of reveal myself, like, oh, this is where I get caught up over here, or, oh, this is the thing that really delights me. And so as I do that work, I get to see and think and practice how to be the me that was underneath all the chaos and the fear and the, you know, crazy running around. And so I love going to my Sunday morning meeting. That's the SSE. It's my home group. I'm a GSR for that meeting. I love to hear people share. We've got different tools that are being conference approved and signposts that are being conference or maybe have been conference approved that allow me to really check in on a deeper level about where my spirituality is in my life, in my recovery life. And I'll just say this as I'm coming close to my time. spiritually sustainable earning has, you know, in these particular meetings has allowed me to, like I said, turn up the volume, get a little bit deeper, sit in my seat a bit more of where is my higher power in my life. And allows me to follow this like intuition, which is my HP. Follow the intuition, the spirit that is leading me to these, you know, to apply for a daycare job. Like, I have no experience. I've done summer camps and I've played with kids, but, like, I never thought I would be where it is. And it's, like, such a delight, and it's a steady paycheck every week I get money in the bank for hanging out with these kids. I am in an Airbnb in Long Island this weekend, visiting a friend, two friends, seeing a show that one of them directed, a high school production musical. And I'm playing. And maybe this should have been the start of my talk, but like to play. I don't play easily. I like to be a goof, but to really let myself play and enjoy and explore and let higher power guide me is a muscle that I am strengthening today. And I had my my committee meeting, World Surface committee meeting right before this, and one of the things the fellow said was like, I'm spending more money on myself since I've been in DA. And like, and it's, you know, it's not debting, it's within my spending plan. And I am finding that to be the case too. I'm maybe making a bit more, but I'm spending more, but it's solvent and it's not chaotic. And it's through these treats of go play with your friend, get juiced up, and then go back home to your life and then see what the next adventure is. You know, so, but it starts with the very first part of, you know, steps one, two, and three of I got to admit powerlessness. I got to start going to a DA meeting, reaching out to fellows and learning what this is about. And if you are new or coming back or unsure or new to SSE, check us out Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. EST, or any of the spiritually sustainable earning meetings. It's such a gift to have the, you know, the opportunity to just, I hate saying this, but like lean in to what is my, the spiritual part of this program, which is the program. So anyway, I hope what I said was helpful to one of you. It was fun for me. And thank you, Shayna. And I'm going to pass.
Marianne, thank you so much for sharing. Great to hear you. All right. Our second speaker today is Angela, who will share her experience, strength, and hope in regard to spirit-led income generation for 15 minutes. Hi, Angela.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Shana. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you to you, to Stephen, and everybody else who's been doing service and getting this call up and running and the tech hosting and everything is terrific. And I'm just, yeah, so grateful to be here, calling from Johannesburg, South Africa, and have had the privilege and honor.
Actually, Angela, you got a little muffly. Can you talk directly? Can we try again?
Okay.
I'm having trouble here. Yes, that's better. Whatever you just did, right, talk right into the mic. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Sorry, so I'll start again. Hi, everybody. I'm Angela from Johannesburg, and I've been in DA since December 2020. Well, in fact, I started coming to meetings in July, and my solvency is the 28th of December 2020. And I came in at the behest of a sponsor from another program who said, you really, really need to get into DA. And I'm so grateful that she put her foot in the snow at my back and that I joined DA. I've been fortunate enough to have been GSR and still GSR for a few meetings, two in South Africa and one in California.
Really hard to hear her.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you just got to really talk into that like mic, but it goes in and out a little.
I have it very close to my mouth, so let's see how we go.
That's good. Keep going.
All right. Thank you, Shana. I have been fortunate enough to have been GSR for two South Africa meetings and a meeting in the States. And that has taken me to both New Jersey and Ottawa to the World Service Conference, and that's where I came across spiritually sustainable earnings for the first time. I didn't even know those meetings existed. And we've been fortunate enough since the New Jersey World Service Conference to have started our own Spiritually Sustainable Earnings meeting, which is on Sundays, Central Africa time at 7 o'clock, which Eastern Standard Time is 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And while the meeting is still pretty small, we have sometimes two of us, sometimes eight or nine of us. not the point. The point is that we've actually started bringing in the energy of spiritually sustainable earnings into the South Africa Fellowship and into the European kind of time zone. So the thing for me about celebrating the wealth of DA and how spiritually sustainable earnings supports recovery is that for me, when we look at the spending plan in DA specifically or DDA, a lot of the focus is on expenses and the categories and the money going out. And yet for me, what spiritually sustainable earnings does is it starts to focus on the top part of the spending plan, and that is around earnings. And I love the way that we talk about earning and not income. And with that, it starts to, it pulls in the PRGs, it pulls in all the energy that we are working with within DA. But there are also some very specific tools in spiritually sustainable earning that for me really have amped up my recovery a whole lot. And without cross-talking from the previous speaker, a lot of what she said fits absolutely for me. The tools of spiritually sustainable earning, the meeting format, the fact that we talk about, or the meeting format talks about how our higher power allows us to be the me that my God would have me be. And that in itself is part of the wealth of what certainly I've been accessing in the spiritually sustainable earnings meetings themselves and being part of the spiritually sustainable earnings caucus as well. Where the focus here is, and some of the tools that I've highlighted that are a little bit different to the DA tools, things like self-care. I've learned really how to take care of me with spiritually sustainable earnings and having self-care as a tool of recovery. Those moments where I get to connect to the wealth of my higher power through self-care by creating space and stopping doing, which is part of the disease, but becoming more of a being and then following the being part with connection to my higher power, that then brings in the doing that is more God-centered and God-directed. We focus on income generation as a tool. I'm just running through a couple of the tools. Accountability partner. I've had an accountability partner since we started the Spiritually Sustainable Earnings meetings about 18 months ago. We check in at least 3-4 times a week. That makes a huge difference in terms of the way in which I focus on my recovery. Part of the call that I have with
10 minutes.
Thank you. Part of the call that I have with her every day is we go through what are the abundant actions for the day, what are the earning actions for the day. Then I look at things like gratitude, I look at the challenges and obstacles, and really it's made a huge big difference in terms of how I direct my energy and time. We also are very time conscious in spiritually sustainable earnings. Like DA, focus on vision and visions. And it has brought about another tool that we have in the spiritually sustainable earnings is life balance. I work less time now, but I get more done. And that's another element of recovery for me when we start to talk about celebrating the wealth of DA is around the time freedom. I work for myself. I've been working for myself for 24 years, but I've only really realized since coming into these meetings and also specifically spiritually sustainable earnings that I have so much time freedom, and it is time wealth, because there's no amount of money that would put me back into working within a corporate environment where I have to watch the clock between 8 and 5 in the afternoon. The fact that I get to do, I can work when I want, where I want, because all the work that I do is predominantly on computer. But what it does for me is it gives me the flexibility. I can go and spend time with my daughter during the day, not tied down to specific meetings and all of those things that come with the job. Now, I'm not for 1 minute saying that people shouldn't work jobs. That's not what I'm saying. Coming back to the theme of celebrating the wealth of DA and how spiritually sustainable earnings is supporting my recovery, is the freedom and the time wealth is something money can't buy, as I've mentioned already. It's brought about a whole lot more of life balance. I'm not as much of a workaholic as I used to be. I mean, I could work easily 8 of 15, 16 hours a day, almost consecutively. And now I'm putting in 5-6 hours a day. My earnings have doubled in the last year. I'm still not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. I came into DA with a lot of debt. And my rock bottom was also came about with a complete blow up with the family. I still don't have a connection with my sister. And that is sad, but at the same time, with the way that we work this program, with the step work, with the added assisted spiritually sustainable earnings added to the DA and BDA program, I have been able to, with the help of my sponsor, separate out what is mine to take responsibility for and what is other people's stuff. I'm also, quite coincidentally, busy with my fourth step. I've been busy with my fourth step since June last year. And the reason why it's taken so long is that my higher power has suggested to me at the beginning of my fourth step that I needed to do a serious house cleaning into all the nooks and crannies of wherever I was holding any level of either expectation or resentment. And it's been a long process. I do it as part of my tools, the tools challenge that we've been running from EMEA. So I spend 10 minutes a day on my fourth step, and I've been working it with my sponsor, with the big book, and the classic AA way. And the amount of stuff that it's cleared away, which gives me access to wealth emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically, is just uncanny. The amount of stories that I have came to believe and told myself over so many decades that are just falling away with the power of the fourth step. And it goes to the fact that this absolutely is a spiritual program. I am able to sustain myself financially at the moment. Yes, I've still got a mountain of debt that my sponsor says to me, my higher power has a plan to help me or to assist me in terms of becoming debt-free. It's not my plan, it's my higher power's plan. But what it allows me to do is to focus on the energies of what does it mean for me to be sustainable emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And one of the biggest aspects that it's helped me with, thank you, you're heard, one of the biggest aspects that it's helped me with in terms of wealth is coming home to who I am and being able to address the whole question of all of the emotional stuff that used to come up, the fear, the doubt, the insecurity, the playing small, all of those elements that have taken me away from and into scarcity and fear, whereas with recovery and particularly adding on and bolting on spiritually sustainable earnings to the rest of my DA and BDA recovery, it allows me to start stepping into the wealth of the emotions, the joy that the program promises us, the peace, the serenity. All of those are cornerstones of wealth. And I think, yeah, you know, if I think back when I first came into recovery, wealth used to be about the money. And we talk so often in this program that it is about the money, but it's not about the money. And when it is about the money, sorry, it's about keeping our numbers, keeping clean. I have my financial records completely up to date. I'm busy dealing with tax situations with the equivalent of our IRS here that I never ever thought I would be able to do and deal with. It's kind of like the growing up around money is what this program in all of its forms has given me and continues to give me. The willingness, the surrender, all of these things contribute to the wealth and celebrating the wealth of the recovery in DA, BDA and spiritually sustainable earnings. So when it comes down to how do I sustain myself spiritually, it is through not only working the steps, it's about picking up the tools, keeping numbers, acting and doing service. Service has been a huge component for me in terms of getting back on my feet. I lost everything during COVID. Everything was wiped out, as it has been for many, many people. Got into more debt through COVID. At the same time, I've never stood as strongly in my feet and as grounded in my sense of who I am, which is all part of working this program, connecting with higher power, connecting with sponsors, outreach calls. Being of services GSR has completely changed my whole life. I mean, how does it get better than this, that I get to go overseas not twice but three times, and all I have to do is stay solvent and represent South Africa, Kenya, and part of the Middle East at the General Service Conference or the World Service Conference. I have the wealth of friendships and the connection with people in recovery. I was just sharing with a fellow today, I'm not sure how people get around all the chaos that's going on in the world at this time without being in 12-step rooms, and in particular for me in the DA, BDA, and SSE rooms. The wealth of connections of people, thank you. The wealth of people and connections right around the world. Seeing a fellowship, well, not even, yeah, a fellowship in South Africa is still pretty small, but starting to see people who are coming in to South African meetings, seeing them celebrate a year's worth of solvency, seeing people coming on to the Spiritually Sustainable Earnings meeting and talk about what it means to be spiritually sustainable, earning, I like what Marianne said about living, in the sense of I can stand in my sense of self-sovereignty, the gift that my higher power has granted and given me, as to who I am and how I show up in my world, and the rest will take care of itself. I just need to stay close to my higher power, follow the directives of my sponsor, PRG teams, the assistance that I get on outreach calls with my accountability partner, and leave the rest to God, because God will direct me in terms of where it is I need to be shining over here so I can polish over there, or polishing over here so I can shine over there. And that shining for me has come through service, and that's what's giving me not only the access to the wealth on so many different levels, it allows me to live spiritually in connection with my higher power and people in recovery, sustainably because I'm able to take care of myself, and earning on so many different levels. The reciprocity of giving is received in the energy of earning. And I am so grateful to have been a part of this call. Shana and the SSE team, thanks so much for asking me to be a part of today. And I just hope that there is something that somebody has heard around what it is that I've shared in terms of the impact that it's made for me, being part of the caucus, running and being part of the Spiritually Sustainable Earnings meeting, and just having this energy, this beautiful energy, a part of my recovery. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Angela. It was wonderful hearing you. Our third speaker today is Joan, who will share her experience, strength, and hope in regard to spirit-led income generation for 15 minutes. Welcome, Joan.
Hi there. I'm Joan. I'm a gratefully recovering debtor, business owner, under-earner. And it was good to come last because I got to listen to the wealth of experience ahead of me. And I wanted to start, actually, with sharing a more complete definition of spiritually sustainable earning. I know that Marianne said the concise one, but in the meeting format, there's a few more paragraphs. So it's spiritually sustainable earning definition. Spiritually sustainable earning is earning that meets our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual needs in alignment with our higher power's will for us. When we first come to DA, we may feel that if we only earned more money, our problems would be solved. In DA, we learn that it's not really about the money. It's about the quality of our life and our relationship with our higher power. We come to realize that our work life is out of balance. As we work the steps and apply the tools, our earning efforts come into alignment with our higher power as well. We discover that we can be of service regardless of what kind of work we are doing. Spiritually sustainable earning gives us the opportunity to become the person our higher power wants us to be. It's about the journey, not the destination, about applying the 12 steps and the 12 tools in everything we do. As a result, we find ourselves living a prosperous life, wealthy in relationships, and rich in experiences. As we say in the DA promises, all this and more is possible. When we work this program with integrity and the best of our ability, one day at a time, a life of prosperity and serenity will be ours. And so my journey with spiritually sustainable earning, and then I'm going to backtrack and talk more completely about my journey in recovery as well. was I was a GSR during the pandemic and on the Spiritually Sustainable Earning Caucus. And myself and two other fellows, Roger in New Jersey and David in Maine, we wrote this definition, and we wrote the pamphlet. We also did that, contributed to that, but we wrote the format. And when we did that in the committee, we kind of went, well, now what? And I said, well, why don't we try this out? And we put out to other GSRs to come to start meetings. And we started essentially the three meetings that were the original meetings. And then we started to get civilians coming in, other people from DA, and then they had people stepping up for service. And so then we registered the meetings, and voila, now we have the three core meetings. Actually, two of them are active. And then we have Angela's meeting in South Africa, which I'm super excited about, and also the meeting in Australia. So we've got spiritually sustainable earning meetings around the globe here. And something else I just wanted to touch base in is Marianne mentioned the signposts and the tools and some uncertainty about whether they were approved. We actually did get the very first spiritually sustainable earning topic pamphlet conference approved might have been two conferences ago now. And it includes the signposts and the tools. So they have been conference approved, and they're now passed on to the board in the process of being published. So they can be considered, in my opinion, they can be considered conference approved. And so now I'm going to backtrack to my life experience in recovery and then how valuable spiritually sustainable earning has been to me. So my original program, I came in January of 1991. So it was 34 years ago. And then I came into DA in January of 2006. And they say that the credits don't carry over, but I feel they all contribute to your degree, because honestly, you can't get a college degree or your master's degree if you haven't learned to read and write. And so my original experience in my first program, even though it didn't help me with my money, because I was using credit cards as if it was free money with no intention of paying them off, it did give me some foundational work with the steps. And so then I came into a DA, but I was at that point pretty much self-will run riot, and I spent the first 3 years running around to meetings and going to tons and tons of meetings, but I didn't do any of the other basics. And higher power has this wonderful way of redirecting me. And I was at a meeting once that they decided to do a 14-week step study, which required me to get a temporary sponsor. And I learned about I learned about BDA at that time. And I'd been self-employed since 1994. So I started into BDA in March of 2009, and it was magical how all these things came together. I started doing the rudimentary, you know, basics of this program, and then BDA really opened my eyes to how I could be doing my work differently. And it was the willingness to become visible in BDA. So I started a radio show. I partnered with a bookshop in Seattle to start working with clients from there. And I started earning more money than I ever had before. And I was still tremendously out of balance. And I was extremely grouchy and angry about commuting into Seattle. I live on an island outside of Seattle. And with no bigger awareness of the fact that they were providing me clients and actually provided me enough clients so that that was 2009. So in 2011, my mother got diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I had to close my Seattle office and converted everything, all my clients, to online, and went to Washington, D.C. to help midwife her back to spirit. And so I'm getting ahead of myself, but there was enough to finish my BDA story. Part of it is that there was enough clients calling in that helped sustain me while I was camping out in my mother's rec room, helping midwife her back to spirit. So the thing I really learned is that DA is about quality of life. My original vision, though, when I came into DA was a winning lotto ticket because I felt like I had to dump money on the problem. And what I have come to learn in this experience is that that I can have the experience of feeling like I've won the lotto without having all this money dumped on it. My vision, if I have a vision about what I want to create with my work or in my life, I find that when I'm in alignment with my higher power, it comes about beyond my own imagination. Higher power has a bigger imagination than I do. And here's the other thing that I've found in my life journey is that when unexpected things happen and they come in, you know, out of left field, it's higher power creating them. So I would be really frustrated in doing my work at times because the money wasn't coming in the direction that I was focused. You know, I was going out, hustling, doing all these things. BDA, you know, also helped me become willing to market. So I was doing all the marketing things. And then money would just kind of unexpectedly come in from a different direction. And I've come to realize that when I'm in alignment with my higher power, what manifests doesn't have to come from my own efforts. The other thing is that I find that I will get very focused on my work. It's my spiritual calling. And then a couple years into it, life will throw me a curveball. For instance, like having this tremendous success with my work in the Seattle area, and then my mother in Washington, D.C., you know, 3,000 miles away, coming down with Alzheimer's. And I'm being redirected from my higher power to step up to do something that I feel like is beyond my capability, but all my recovery is contributing to it. So spiritually sustainable earning really helped enhance my experience. I was very invested in BDA, which was all about the nuts and bolts of my business. And then coming into spiritually sustainable earning suddenly gave it a more multidimensional experience.
5 minutes.
Thank you. And so now I really feel like that my life is, you know, it's, for what was that line that I read earlier? It was about having a wealth of relationships and experience, enriching experiences. So I have adult children who speak to me now, and I never expected that. The other thing that started showing up in my life is grandchildren. I'm 66, and I've got a grandchild in Spain, and I have a grandchild here. I didn't know how we were going to manage this. There's a road, you know, I feel like we're all on a road trip through life, and our direction is between us and our higher power. And just if you understand what a road trip is, you know, you jump in the car, you're intending to do a road trip across the country, and you have a basic idea of the stops along the way. But higher power knows, you know, what the weather is going to be like and knows that there's construction in this direction or there's an accident in that direction. So the thing I really learned with spiritually sustainable earning was to do the 11th step both in my work and in my life, higher power is will for me, and to be in alignment with my higher power. Because when I'm in alignment with my higher power, when I have these life redirections, when I have these curveballs, when there's construction on the path, I can be in acceptance of the challenges that are coming up, and then I can also expand into the bigger experience that I'm being called to do. And so, for instance, as I am navigating towards retirement, I'm being called to share everything I know on my YouTube channel, and to a degree that I hadn't expected before. And it really is about downloading all the information that I've learned in my years in recovery, but and in my years in life. So, you know, we're in a time of great turmoil again. I mean, we all lived through the pandemic and we thought that was enough, but we're in another time of worldwide challenges. And I have to remember within that that it's a benevolent universe and that everything is unfolding in my favor. And when I am aligned in alignment with my higher power, it's pretty amazing to see how reality reorganizes. Even with something that might be a delay, it really opens up other possibilities.
2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So we've had this vision of retirement, and which is why I'm sort of winding down my work. And we were kind of nervous about it at first because there wasn't an abundance to, in Social Security or pensions to be able to retire in this area that we live in. We live in Microsoft land, essentially. And suddenly it became a possibility to move to Spain, where my youngest son lives. And so that was all really settled, and this is March of, no, it's now April 2025, and we were planning to apply for a visa in March and move there this summer. And then my son here, they had an unexpected pregnancy, and it's been a whole journey in recovery of having this baby be alive and healthy, and there's still a lot to navigate. But what sort of unfolding in all of this is that there's a possibility to bring the whole family to Spain. And I am working with higher power with this because it's not about trying to change, fix, manipulate the outside. It's, you know, we learn in recovery to keep the focus on ourselves. And every step of the way, something new unfolds. So it becomes a really amazing journey with this. So, you know, all this and more is possible when we work the program with integrity and to the best of our ability, one day at a time. A life of prosperity and serenity will be ours. So that grounds me back into being aware that abundance and wealth and prosperity is more about the dollars or the pesos or the euros. It's really about a wealth of experiences and higher power manifests in just amazing ways. So I hope that resonates with someone, and really encourage you to check out Spiritually Sustainable Earning. You can go to the DA website and search in the meetings for Spiritually Sustainable Earnings and see them, that they're all around the world, so they will fit one of your time zones. And with that, I feel like I've said enough, so I will pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Joan. It was great to hear you. And thank you again to all our speakers today. We will now end the recording for our personal sharing period, because anyone during the personal sharing will not be recorded.